they think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. You are at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Pretty sportsy. And then we got into flesh eating bacteria.
Yeah, that ruined it.
I just felt like we were being a little too sportsy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Couple things from the listeners. Former bar manager here, cost of the fights with sales. Versus a normal Saturday night, ended up working out even, had fights and major staff stress, stopped doing them. That's what I've been hearing from a couple of bars, too.
It's like, the UFC crowd is not desirable to some bars.
I've heard a few places say they just won't do it anymore.
My cousin owns a bar. She doesn't show the fights there.
Hmm. Did her place move?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I was...
Moved closer to you.
Yeah, I swung by there the other day and said, hey, I may go in here and have a drink, and she wasn't there anymore. So.
Yep.
Oh, well. Where's she at now?
I'd be lying. It's in some old garage. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, I'm just curious because, I was just trying to throw a little business that way.
I know. I think once they get opened up, we're going to do a show there, apparently.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, so they're not open yet?
No.
Oh, well, then I can't.
Yeah, they're in the process of moving right now.
It doesn't matter. When they open, then I'll be there. Okay, Jong, I know you saw this, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. Because USA Today, which had a really bad list yesterday, not going to lie, ranked every Marvel superhero movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I saw this.
And I'm just curious how far off you think they are. Now, they did 20. I don't know if we need to do all 20 of them. Because, I mean, basically the bottom ones are all Thors and Hulks.
Right.
And Iron Man 2s and 3s, which seems fair, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fair.
What do you think? 15?
You want to read it?
Well, I'm going to do it. You tell me too high, too low, and then AJ will agree too high, too low.
Okay.
15, Avengers Age of Ultron.
That's about right.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
I like that one better than you guys did. I would have it higher. Ant-Man and the Wasp, number 14.
Haven't seen it.
Me either.
I think it's better than Doctor Strange and better than the first Ant-Man.
If it's better than the first Ant-Man, it needs to be much higher on this list. But I can't comment until I see it. 13, Thor Ragnarok.
That's too low.
That's way too low.
I think we all agree that's too low.
I think that's in my top five.
I'm with you on that. But I also like Doctor Strange better than you do, and that's 12.
No, I did like Doctor Strange, but I think Ant-Man is better than Doctor Strange.
I wouldn't argue that. Ant-Man 11, that, again, too low. There's got to be a bunch of them up here that need to be in the 20s. That's all I'm thinking.
I'm looking at the list, and that might actually be
about right.
Right, about right.
Can we agree that the last is Thor: Dark World?
Yes, consensus is either Thor or Iron Man 3.
Okay,
they have Iron Man 2 as number 20, followed by the Incredible Hulk at 19, Iron Man 3 18, Dark World 17, Thor 16. So I think you can just kind of rank those whatever. So here's your top 10. Iron Man, 2008.
Too low.
It seems a little low.
Again, I feel like all these are too low. Spider-Man Homecoming, number 9.
That was very good.
I think that's a little low.
I think that might be about right.
But see, I kind of think that this group of Spider-Man, Iron Man, Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Thor Ragnarok, I think that whole group needs to move up. Captain America, First Avenger. I know I'm in the minority. I was not a fan of that movie.
It should be around 10 or 11. It's the, of the three Captain Americas,
it's the weakest of the Captain America offerings. I wouldn't have it in the top 10.
I would have it behind all the ones I just mentioned.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
It's a little high.
That's a little high for me also.
Like the movie, like it, don't love it. That's another one I would have behind that group I mentioned. Avengers Infinity War.
It's a little low for me.
That's a little low for me. Yeah. What number is that?
Six.
It's in my top five.
Yeah, I think it's top five also.
It's top five for me too. Basically, move Infinity War up and then that whole group. And that's where I would be right now. Black Panther 5, too high for me.
I think it was a little overrated.
Good, but not as good as those other movies.
I'll go top 10, not top 5.
Agree.
Avengers 2012.
I liked Infinity War better, but I wouldn't argue.
Really good, but you have to agree it's kind of been dropping down the list a little bit.
It's so difficult because like that was the first time that they really did like a super movie, like where all the superheroes were there. And I mean, at the time in 2012, that was wowing.
And really,
like it seems like they're all in every movie now.
And you know what? It was really another Iron Man movie, I thought.
Kind of. Iron Man was the hot product back then.
But I still like that one a lot. Number three would not be in my top 20, Civil War. You guys know my opinion on that.
I disagree with you. I think Civil War is the best of the Captain America movies and is a very good movie.
I personally like Winter Soldier, but I wouldn't.
They didn't have Winter Soldier. They did. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. This would might be around five for me, maybe 5 to 10 in that range.
My real problem with it is the whole thing was just it felt like one of those filler episodes on a sitcom where you're trying to set up whatever the next big episode is, and even the fighting was fake. I just couldn't get into it. But if you know. Number two, they have Guardians of the Galaxy. I have no problem with that being that high.
That's fair.
I think that might be perfect for me.
And Captain America Winter Soldier, number one.
Number one, huh?
That's in my top five.
I don't know if it's number one for me.
Ant-Man nowhere to be found on that list.
Well, Ant-Man was 11, I believe. So like I said...
You said Ant-Man and Wasp was 11.
No, it was 14. No.
Oh, okay.
Ant-Man was 11. I would kind of take Infinity War and the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy out of their... Yeah, I would keep those three, and I basically move up everything from Iron Man down to 14.
I think Iron Man might be my number one.
It's a good one, man. It's hard to argue that.
I mean, it changed the whole game for superheroes. I mean, I know that's like saying like Eric B. and Rakim are my favorite rappers. I know it's like
sort of
going a little bit old school, but I just feel like I feel like it, just for its For what it meant to comic book movies, I think it deserves some extra credit.
I mean, for what it is that has it, what it built on, like what it, the foundation. Yeah, I agree.
But none of this would have happened. None of this would have happened if Iron Man 1 had been a flop.
No, you're right. But they did have a Hulk movie and a Captain America movie in the works while the Iron Man movie was being wrapped up. But yeah, it would be a completely different universe without Iron Man.
Yeah.
But if it had bombed, I think Captain America probably would have bombed too.
I think looking back on all the comic book movies, I think Spider-Man 2 might be the one of the most culturally influenced just because it was a pretty good movie, but it kind of spun off into Christopher Nolan's Batman, and then The Dark Knight and Iron Man came out the same year in 2008, and the Iron Man movie kind of launched what we are into the MCU 20 movies later.
I know Fred and I disagree on this, but I also like the Ed Norton Incredible Hulk.
I actually like that too.
I think that's
wasn't too bad.
I just don't think it's possible to make a good Hulk movie.
Thor Ragnarok was kind of a Hulk movie.
Kind of, but even that, I watched Ragnarok again the other day. I kind of was going through I'm sure Jong does this all the time, but I go through these sort of Marvel withdrawals. So I went back and watched Ragnarok again, and I went back and watched Iron Man again, the first one. And I think every time I watch Ragnarok, I like it more.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Thor 2 is still the worst, I think.
It's up there.
Name a movie from this generation of Marvel movies that's worse.
One of the Iron Mans is pretty bad, but Thor Dark World is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll hear arguments, but I just have a hard time. And honestly, Thor 1 ain't that great either.
No, but
I mean, those two are both. How many have they put out now? 20?
Thors?
No.
Oh yeah, 20.
20
yeah.
Marvel movies.
Yes.
I vote those first two Thor movies are in the bottom five, easy. And I think Ragnarok is in the top five.
Oh, I completely agree with you.
I agree. I agree on all counts there.
That's why I thought, I mean, Ant-Man, you can argue as a franchise, you can put in the top three. Because
they haven't had a real dud yet.
No, both moves are solid.
But they've only had two.
Yeah,
both moves are solid. It's like Guardians. Guardians, I thought the first one was fantastic. Second one was good. But they didn't have any bombs in there yet.
I also think, like, do you think that the third Iron Man is just a horrible movie? Or do you just think it's bad compared to the first two Iron Mans?
Both, because the Mandarin character, they completely butchered him from the comic books. And it's just like... The way that they just portrayed the character was really bad. I
thought it was a little funny.
Yeah.
A little funny.
It was a little racist.
And of course. Well, Captain America, the First Avenger, like, it's not as good as the other Captain America movies. It's not like a garbage movie,
though. But didn't bomb. Yeah. It was a solid starting point.
It's funny that Captain America punched a Nazi in that movie. And now in 2018, like, Nazis would be offended by that, and they would be like, oh, maybe we should take that out of the movie. Thank God that was made back, like, early 2010s.
Well, the Deadpool scene where in the end credits, where he goes back and kills Hitler baby, they took out.
Can't do that.
No. I guess people apparently freaked out at the sight of a baby being killed, even if it was Hitler.
Did you know...
I've always said it's, like, one of the things that's the last barrier that hasn't really been crossed is like an on-screen child murder.
Where did we see the words? There was a child murder.
Child maybe, but like baby murder, like a baby. Yeah. Cause that would just be like, whoa. Like when that kid reached in the gutter to get his paper plane and Pennywise like tore his arms off. We saw that.
I could swear that there was one where a baby got whacked. I'm gonna have to, cause I know we've had this conversation. And it started with sort of the baby in the stomach in the Red Wedding.
Red Wedding, that's where the conversation started.
Yeah, but that's not what you're talking about. All right, well, I don't know how to transition with this. The only thing sharper than that sword is a Harry's razor. Does that work?
That'll work.
Okay. Guys, if you're looking for a great shave, you're looking for affordability, and you are looking for convenience, Harry's has you covered. And you're going to get a great shave, you're going to save a bunch of money, and it's going to show up right there at your door. And for a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with code FAOUR at harrys.com. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. That's $3 plus free shipping. And they stand behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They're going to give you a full refund. And if you just want to try them out first and you're one of those people that feels like you need to go to stores, well, it's available in Walmart and Target, so you can get them. And listen, they're not a shave club. They're not going to force you to subscribe. You can do auto refills if you want, but you can also buy whenever you need them. And I went ahead and set up with the auto refills, and they show up on my door right every time that I'm about to run out of razors. For a limited time only, they've got a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
I think it's because I'm hungry, but the show's going by so slow today.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I was going to look up and it was going to be 6 o'clock, and we're not even at the halfway point yet.
I'm actually feeling pretty good, especially since I thought I was going to be dead. So
yeah.
I'm kind of like, I got this. I'm just
really hungry.
Did you not eat?
No, I mean, I drank like some protein in my coffee this morning, and that's all I've had. I'm trying to save some calories. But now I'm going out to celebrate tonight, so that's going to be out the window.
Steak?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good celebration.
Hitting up the Brazilian steakhouse, all you can eat. I'm going to punish those dudes for foolishly putting out there all you can eat. And then I think I'm going to go watch Barry do comedy.
Where's the show tonight?
Jive Bar up there by my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's too far for me.
Yeah, it's too far for you. I usually don't like it because it's one of the – I feel like it's got to be one of the few places left in the world that allows you to smoke in the bar.
Mm.
At least in civilized society. I know like in
– I didn't even like that when I was still smoking a lot.
I know in like some of these bumpkin towns, there's no rules against it. But like usually in cities, there's an ordinance against it. But this place doesn't have – they apparently I guess it's spring technically. It's not far from my house. I live in Houston though, Houston proper.
Right.
And this bar is in Spring. So I'm guessing that's where the rules are a little bit different. But I think I'm going to stick it out tonight and go watch Barry make people laugh.
Cool.
Or try to. If he really bombs tonight, that'd be funny too.
Well, yeah, you'll get a whole segment out of it tomorrow about how bad he was.
Yeah.
Lauren the Aggie said, I bet if you did a poll by gender, women would generally rank the Thor movies higher than men.
Maybe.
He's a handsome man, yes.
He is handsome. Don't get me wrong, but my goodness, that movie is it's unwatchable. I mean, it's a bad movie. I don't care how hot he is. I don't care how hot she is.
Yeah, I would, if I swung that way, though, I would still watch, just like I'll pretty much watch any Natalie Portman movie, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of, like, Game of Thrones when they burn the little girl at the stake. That was bad, but we're talking about an outright baby.
Yeah, like a baby that can't talk yet.
Right.
That's when that's next level cruel.
Yeah.
Because kids, we all know all kids are a little bit evil.
Eh.
Plus that kid had
somebody said, didn't they kill one of Rob's bastards as a baby?
They didn't show it.
Well, yeah, I don't remember. I could swear I've seen a baby killed since we talked about this.
Maybe.
Somebody says Hostels has a baby murder. I don't remember that. I did watch that movie. I was
Hostel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I watched. Oh, Hostels.
The Western.
Oh, I don't know if I've watched that.
I watched it. I wasn't as impressed with it as I thought I'd be. Westworld, they did shoot a little kid, but it was a robot kid, so it doesn't quite count.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And so, it wasn't a robot baby, even.
Right. Let's squeeze Kyle on real quick. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, real quick, Fred. Yeah, and first season of Game of Thrones, they did kill a baby in the Littlefinger's brothel on screen. But I didn't get a chance to call and listen to you guys yesterday. I know you talked some about Cormier, I'm sure. AJ, I want to get your take. Like, I don't think he gets enough respect as an all-time great MMA fighter. In my opinion, I think too many casual fans are give him crap because he hasn't been able to beat John Jones, which really nobody has. And I was also curious if, like, you can give me your top five all-time fighters. Like, one, you know, if they've been popped for steroids, they're not eligible. And one, if both ways, you know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know how you feel about John Jones.
So no well, John Jones, no Anderson Silva, you're saying?
Yes.
Well, if you take those two guys out of it, I mean, Daniel Cormier is definitely in that conversation. I would put Fedor Emelianenko in that conversation. I would put George St. Pierre in that conversation. Probably Demetrius Johnson at this point. And then, man, after that, it's tough. Maybe, some of these guys, like, if you ever saw Shogun Hua fight in Pride, like, you'd never think that that guy could possibly be, like, just a guy now, which he kind of is now. But he at the time, he was, like, I mean, a world beater. So he'd probably be my number five guy. If you have to take out the guys who have, like, Anderson Silva and John Jones, who I think are the only guys worthy of conversation that have been popped for steroids.
Hmm.
And then, I mean, if you want to throw in, like, well, I don't know if you want to talk about, like, lady fighters like Chris Cyborg or Ronda Rousey, but I don't think I can put them in the top five anyway.
Sexist.
So there you go. Yeah, I am. Of course I am. Everyone knows that.
John says one of those zombie movies where they're trapped in a mall had a dude holding his newly born zombie fetus.
Oh, okay.
That's close.
Yeah.
Jesse asking, does the red shoe from Roger Rabbit count? That... if it had been characterized as a baby and not a baby voice in a shoe, I would say yes. Didn't they put that in the dip, as I recall? They put the shoe in the dip and it was screaming. It was a little baby. Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I wonder if like the other stations are going, you know, let's have a meeting and talk about ratings.
Like what should we talk about today?
We're talking about Bill O'Brien. They're talking about killing babies.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the right formula, dummies. People don't want to hear about Bill O'Brien. They want to hear about on-screen baby deaths.
And Marvel movies.
Yeah, superhero movies and all-you-can-eat steak. And
Barry's comedy.
Yeah. And whether or not you should be allowed to smoke in bars in 2018. We know what we're doing here, all right? Actually, what am I doing here, John? Oh, Bill Advisor. Yeah, I knew that. That's the other thing I'm talking about that they're not talking about. I'm saving our listeners money because of Bill Advisor. Listen, if you have a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. You got a great service, a great price when you started your service. That's called an introductory rate. And when you're not paying attention, your bill goes up. That's why you need to get with Bill Advisor. They work directly with your providers. They'll reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service, just lower your bill. Week in and week out, they're winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They've been running their $150 challenge. They're done with that. Now it's $300. If they don't save you at least $300, you'll get every penny back. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start saving today. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and get to work for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. WP says in the 300, don't they throw babies off the cliff?
I don't know.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. And usually
they didn't even kill that hunchback thing.
I don't remember, man. That's a movie I used to watch late at night when I was really drunk. I haven't seen it in a while.
I always liked that movie.
I did, too. Danny says you could talk about allegations against Shady McCoy domestic abuse.
We did.
Yeah, we did. And until there's more, play and wait and see on that. I like where we were. Taking the misses of the game tomorrow, any good sushi near the ballpark you'd recommend? I don't do sushi. John, can you help with that?
What was the question again?
Someplace near the ballpark that has sushi.
Ooh. Near the ballpark. Not sure. The closest really good sushi place downtown is MF, but that's in the museum district. There's a couple of pokey places that are decent. Diced Pokey in... think that's kind of near Minute Maid. It's not too bad. Not near. I don't know anything near the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm not a sushi guy, so I can't help at all.
So I did some research. The new R-Bar is 1302 Houston Avenue. Montalbano Tire and Auto Service, their old spot.
Okay, so that's closer to
it's closer to Washington. Downtown.
Yeah.
It's like
near the police station over there?
I don't know. It's like Houston Avenue, like south of Crockett Street.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Still a bike ride for me, but it's a more manageable one, I think.
It's definitely more manageable than it used to be.
Clayton says Grotto has sushi. I wouldn't know, but that place is down there. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Keep hearing a lot about this movie Mother, apparently.
Oh, there's a baby death?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen Mother. Is that a new movie?
No, I don't know. But I have a bunch of people saying that there is a baby death in that. So
yeah, it's from last year.
Yeah. So they finally get all
It's got Jennifer Lawrence in it.
Oh, really?
Is that the one?
Or is there
another one?
I don't know. I just saw her in Atomic Blonde. That was better than I thought.
She's hot.
She really is.
Like, sometimes I'd see her and I didn't, like, for the longest time, I was like, I can't tell if I think she's hot or not. But now it's official. She's hot.
Well, I think she was just, she almost came off as too young in Hunger Games for me.
I think so.
But now that she's doing stuff like playing a Russian prostitute.
Yeah.
I'm kind of down with that.
And killing babies.
Apparently. I don't know if she kills it, but it says it's an American psychological horror film. That sounds like a place where a baby might get whacked. Hey, let's squeeze on Boosh real quick. What's up, Boosh?
Hey, sports boys. So
sports
I got
to you.
A movie, and it's sports. You're going to think it's a joke, but I swear to God, it's not a joke, okay?
Okay.
There's a movie from the 1970s called Mandingo, where the white woman gives birth to, like, a mulatto baby, and they, like, strangle it right in front of her as she gives birth.
Ooh.
Super brutal. Super brutal.
I remember that movie because it was controversial, because it was it was like one of the first black-white on-film things, but I don't remember them doing that.
I kind of want to watch that now.
Yeah.
I've watched some movies where, I don't know if there's baby deaths in them. Like some of those old 70s horror movies, like where they go to those islands where the people still wear grass skirts and have bones pierced through their nose, and then they eat humans. Like, there's some pretty graphic stuff in those things, but I don't know if they eat babies.
Red Sparrow, not Atomic Blonde. I confuse
Atomic Blonde, Scarlett Jo, right?
I don't know who she is in that one. I know that, but Red Sparrow is the one I was thinking of. I, for some reason, get those two confused because they're chicks who kill a bunch of people movies.
I mean, they're basically just like Jason Bourne.
But yeah, it was Red Sparrow, not Atomic Blonde. 713-780-ESPN.
Oh, Atomic Blonde doesn't have Scarlett Jo either.
Yeah, I don't remember who was in that.
It's Charlize Theron.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers too.
But she's like almost expired, isn't she?
She kind of has. Yeah, well, when she did that movie Monster, I don't think she's ever really come back for me after that, where she intentionally looked so grotesque.
She is 42. I mean, she's still
in my
hot
range
for a 42-year-old woman.
Oh, she's definitely in my range, but...
But she's just not as hot as she used to be.
I think it was because of that one movie.
What's the Scarlett Johansson movie where she goes around killing everybody?
I know I've seen it. I've watched all those.
I've seen it too. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I hate those kind of movies. That's why I haven't watched John Wick.
See, I actually like the John Wick movies. I didn't like the ending of the last one. But it's kind of hard to believe Keanu Reeves is a badass assassin.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at.
But I do like the movies. They're fun for me. I like movies like that where there's a lot of people getting blown up. Trainspotting, they said the baby dies due to neglect.
Oh, really?
I vaguely remember that.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Where is this? Lucy was the name of that movie.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah, now that people are describing this mother to me, I don't think so.
You don't want to watch it?
Yeah. It just sounds kind of eh.
Well, there's a baby death. I mean, maybe you just need to watch it just for that.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure I can just YouTube that.
Maybe so.
But, okay, Mandingo says the baby is bled to death by the doctor, but Hammond sees the baby before it is disposed of.
Okay, so it's not all the way
dead
yet.
I don't know if we can call that full on screen.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough call.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to
go
and research it.
Let's go to the judges.
We'll have to research it. It's going to have to be researched.
Oh, they're saying the judges are saying no. Oh, that's a tough break.
So this isn't Twilight. They killed a baby vampire. That doesn't count.
Nah.
It's Twilight. Well, an Interview with a Vampire, they killed a little girl.
True. Not a baby.
No, but pretty young. And I still say one of my favorite scenes is the first scene of Untouchables where the little girl comes running out. Mister, you forgot that. Boom.
That's good. But, yeah. Then, but dying, like a baby dying in an explosion isn't, it's not as personal as like a knife or something like that kind of baby.
No,
death.
But I mean, that was, she was like the one kid that blew up in that thing. It was kind of personal. She was just trying to do a nice thing and bring the poor man his briefcase. Turns out there was a bomb in it.
Maybe so. Oh, there's somebody just sent us a clip, the YouTube video of the baby death scene on Mother.
Okay.
It's 4 minutes and 24 seconds, though. So when we go to break, we can watch it.
Okay, okay. And somebody can judge if that counts.
I wish that we could, like, John could put that up on the TV in here instead of this stupid call screening thing, because we don't want to take any more calls today.
Well, send it to me.
But we don't have sound on that TV.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
We need to hear the screams.
Well, if to judge it properly, you need to hear the screams.
Yeah.
We've got another screen over here that has the live stream that nobody can see because it's down. And we also have 9 cameras now on that don't work.
Nice. They're looking for angles on us.
Yeah.
None of them work, but they're looking for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. I just know that it's down. So,
do you think they'll ever put a camera under the desk?
No.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I like that they put a camera that I'm as far away from as possible, and you can see as little of me as possible. Those are the positives. So, more companies ditching plastic after Starbucks announcement. And they're showing an American Airlines flight. Why are they getting rid of straws?
I don't know. I like straws.
I do too.
I don't know. I mean, but I only like straws when they're prepackaged.
Right. Right. I don't like a naked straw placed in my drink by somebody's hand.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm against that.
I think it's because it's killing killing fish. I think that's what it is.
Straws kill fish?
Yeah, the plastic, you throw it in. If you don't recycle it, a lot of people don't recycle it. They throw it into the trash can, and then it gets dumped in the ocean.
Why do people dump trash in the ocean?
I don't know. It's killing animals.
Let's start banning that instead of banning straws.
Just can't have nice things.
For real.
I also just saw in there that Southwest is going to stop serving peanuts.
They're one of the last ones that still serve peanuts. Yeah. I like when they give, sometimes on United, you'll get the Belvita breakfast bars.
Yeah.
That are like cinnamon flavored. Those are really nice. That's a really nice gift for for an airplane snack.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like Delta has.
Is Southwest going to go the Cheez-Its route?
I didn't say I was just because we don't have a thing on where we can watch a YouTube video. We have Fox 26 News on, and I just was reading the headline across the bottom.
Hey, John, can we go to break so I can watch his baby death? Not that I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be repulsed. No,
it's going to be disgusting, and you're going to be sick to your stomach, and you're going to want to kill yourself. All right. Apparently, we have dust plumes heading towards us.
Oh, great. I guess we better hurry up and watch this baby death before the dust takes over.
Yeah, well, I'll be gone if it's Sunday.
You don't think the dust plumes are going to travel to Saskatchewan?
No. Oh. I think we're safe.
Lucky.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. It's what the people say. If I could win the lotto, I would finally break away. Living out the...
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And thank you for whoever that was that texted me that it was Red Sparrow and not Atomic Blonde. I don't know why I got those confused colors.
First of all, I just watched the baby death scene from Mother.
Yeah.
A, it's disturbing.
It is.
It's disturbing. B, it doesn't even show how the baby dies.
Doesn't happen.
Like, they just show the baby, and then she's like, where's my baby? Where's my baby? And then there's a pile of goo, and there's people eating the baby. But
and,
like,
and I think it's all happening in her head regardless, but they don't show it on screen, so.
But it didn't
I'm going to go with not counting.
Yeah, there's no on screen.
It has to be on screen. Just like if you go on screen to HoustonSportsMap.com right now, you'll see DeAndre Hopkins, one of the most important players, not named Deshaun Watson. Got a video from Mindy Leveneau and Dallas Keuchel. Jermaine Every's column's up. Jerry Bowe's column's up. Tomorrow we'll have we got Raheel's column up. We'll have Dell's up tomorrow. I think I'm going to write a poker column this week.
Okay.
About the World Series of Poker. I haven't been writing much lately, but I want to get something up before I leave. But all of sportsmap.com and follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou.
I do want to play the most important Texans game.
Okay.
But I want to read this real quick from Drunk Bevo. Seriously, tomorrow every radio show is going to sit down in a conference room and listen to today's show for ideas on how to be number one. Just imagine Lord listening, taking notes. Richard will fall asleep. I mean, let's be honest. If he falls asleep during his own show, he's definitely going to fall asleep during mine.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. I got nothing for him. No, I listen, when we weren't winning, I always just do what we do, and people either like it or they won't. And, you know, if I were somebody else, I'd feel the same way.
Yep.
Apparently, the straws kill sea turtles.
No, I don't like killing sea turtles, but I just feel like there's got to be a better way. I mean, is it all straws, or is it just like the miniature straws that they give you on airplanes?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I'm all for not killing sea turtles. But I also don't go around throwing straws into the ocean.
I don't either. It's not my move.
Yeah, people keep mentioning that train spotting death. I'm going to have to go watch that one again. As I recall, it was something to do with dude was heroined up
and
didn't take care of the baby, and the baby died on screen. It's not really a murder, though. Technically.
Drum Bebo says, I thought I heard the neck snap when they lift the baby up and it stops crying. Please don't make me watch it again. I don't know. It looked like maybe the baby got knocked out.
It looked like it snapped his neck when it went up there, but you couldn't really see it.
Yeah, it didn't show it. I mean, you know. I don't know. By the way, just watching that 4 minutes of the movie lets me know I'm never going to watch that movie. It looks like the worst movie ever.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, there's a new game show out there. And I know you always wanted to be a game show host.
That was my dream job when I was growing up.
Maybe you could host this. I think I have a new dream job, by the way. We'll come to that later. But I think you could host this. There's a new game show.
Okay.
And how about this? It's called Paid Off. It's a new comedy game show that's going to help students pay off their loans.
I don't care about that. I only like people to win cash prizes.
Well, but here's how it goes. Each episode features three contestants, each of whom has student loans. The premise of the game is simple. The lucky contestants get a chance to answer trivia questions during three rounds of play in a fun, fast-paced trivia game show. It includes academic questions, poll questions, general knowledge, college major questions. One contestant is eliminated each round. The grand prize, one lucky winner can win a cash prize. Or the chance to wipe out their student loan debt.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they already have a host, but it sounds like he's going to...
Who's their host? Who did they pick?
Michael Torpy.
How do you spell that last name?
T-O-R-P-E-Y. He plays Thomas Humphrey on Orange is the New Black.
Dude, that's such garbage. They give... It's hard for an aspiring game show host like myself to get a gig anymore because basically you have to be famous for doing something else to now get a gig.
Like
Jamie Foxx is hosting game shows and Drew Carey.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. What happened to Bob Barker coming up from nothing? Nobody knew who Bob Barker was before The Price is Right.
But I think if you went out and did Survivor, it could happen.
I used to want to... The Price is Right was my dream job. But I also liked that game show, Press Your Luck.
And yeah, I remember that one.
Peter Tamarkin. That was the no whammy, no whammy, stop.
Right.
Peter Tamarkin was the host, and he died. And that, so I was like, man, maybe if they ever decide to remake it, they'll need a new host. And maybe I could do it. But, I mean, now it'd be very difficult for me to host a game show because I'm bald. So that's,
yeah,
that's one of the only jobs you really can't do if you don't have hair.
Yeah, but just get like a Howard Stern wig just for the show.
I guess Steve Harvey does it.
Yeah.
He's bald. But I feel like bald black guys have an advantage over bald white guys. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, but bald black guys, they don't look like, they always look like it's on purpose. Whereas bald white guys, everybody's like, oh, that sucks for him. That's too bad.
See, I always wanted, I wanted to take over as the narrator for Forensic Files when that dude died.
Okay, that'd be a good gig.
But I think he produced and did all of it, so I don't think they're still doing it anymore.
And then I always thought,
that,
like,
was, that was a fun one, man.
A really easy game show hosting job would be Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak has done that job forever. He's 71 years old. He looks like he's never going to die. He looks like he's 40.
Yeah, he does. He does. He looks good for 71.
And, I mean, that guy, he's got it figured out. I mean, that show is going to last forever, apparently. Which, I mean, good for him. But he's got the easiest job. Like, he tells them when to spin. And then when there's work to be done, Vanna White does the work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the life.
He probably does less on any game show than anybody.
I think, yeah. I mean, he doesn't really ask any questions.
No.
I mean, he just, like, you say a letter and he's like, three of those, three R's, or, ooh, sorry, no E's.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe my fantasies are far-fetched.
I really, well, I wanted to be on an episode of Law & Order, which now that it's gone, it has to be Law & Order Special Victims. That hasn't happened. I want to write one. That hasn't happened. I'd like to be the voice of Forensic Files. That hasn't happened. And I'd like to be a poker commentator at some point.
Do you want to be like, what's that guy's name? The guy that has all the bad jokes?
Norman Chad.
You want to be like him?
Yeah, well, Norman's a friend, actually. I don't want to take Norman's job. But I want to do some of the, as I actually.
But like when Norman dies, do you want to do that job?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I think I'd be good at it.
Okay. You're good at bad jokes.
I am.
Yeah.
So.
Like you're one of those guys who's so unfunny that it's kind of funny.
I wouldn't quite go there.
I mean that in a good way, Fred.
I know.
I'm trying to compliment you here.
Yeah, and that's kind of a fail.
Oh, okay.
It was an attempt at a compliment that was basically trying to tell me how unfunny I am. That's okay.
I tried.
You tried miserably. What was that, John?
Lightstream!
Oh, well, here's something you don't have to try for. Guys, if you've got good credit, like our caller earlier in the show, hey, you know an easy way to save some money? How about you lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate, no fees. How about this? You can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream from 5.89% APR with autopay. 5.89% APR with autopay. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000. I don't know what you're paying in interest, but I'm going to guess it's a little more than 5.89%. And that's why you can save thousands depending on how big your loan is. And you can choose your funding date as soon as today. You can go log on right now. And how about this? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.